Unit 6, Law and Crime. Reading 2.
The Assumption of Innocence.
The presumption of innocence is a testament to the belief that people are basically honest and respectful of society's laws. The presumption of innocence is a testament to the belief that people are basically honest and respectful of society's laws.
Under the system of innocent until proven guilty, the charge made against any person is not evidence of guilt. Under the system of innocent until proven guilty, the charge made against any person is not evidence of guilt. The government has the burden of proving guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. The government has the burden of proving guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. In the United States, a jury is formed to render a verdict for court trials. In the United States, a jury is formed to render a verdict for court trials. Jury members are summoned from the general population and consist of individuals who typically have little or no legal training. Jury members are summoned from the general population and consist of individuals who typically have little or no legal training. If after all the evidence and arguments, you have a reasonable doubt as to the defendant's having committed any one or more of the elements of the offense, then you must find him not guilty. If after all the evidence and arguments, you have a reasonable doubt as to the defendant's having committed any one or more of the elements of the offense, then you must find him not guilty. Police arrested the person when he tried to sell one of the items that were stolen, but the suspect said that he found the stolen item discarded in a bush. Police arrested the person when he tried to sell one of the items that were stolen, but the suspect said that he found the stolen item discarded in a bush. In this case, there might be reasonable doubt whether the suspect really did find the item or actually stole it. In this case, there might be reasonable doubt whether the suspect really did find the item or actually stole it. Whatever the verdict may be, it must not be based upon speculations. Whatever the verdict may be, it must not be based upon speculations. Nor should it be influenced in any way by bias, prejudice, sympathy, or a desire to bring an end to the duty of the jury. Nor should it be influenced in any way by bias, prejudice, sympathy, or a desire to bring an end to the duty of the jury.